ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji is running a trial testing and analysing wastewater for illicit drugs as concerns that drug use is leading to widespread social problems. Modelled on Australia's own system, the trial will monitor 12 illicit and illicit drugs, with the findings used for Fiji's drug prevention policy. Vincent Lau, the lead of the project and laboratory manager at the University of the South Pacific and Suva, Fiji, told Lucy Cooper sampling will take place across several sites.
This will continue for at least 1 year for now and most likely extend to 2 years of initial study. The sewer treatment plant is across the island and it's well connected to different households. This was a good way to monitor or just run a pilot program to see whether such an initiative that has been successful in Australia to monitor community health through a wastewater treatment plant, could that be applied in Fiji? So this is the first time we're doing it.
What locations in Fiji will this trial be undertaken?
Mostly considering the major cities. So Fiji has 12 wastewater, considered large enough wastewater treatment plants, and there are smaller ones as well spread across the islands. And we are looking at the four biggest ones at the moment where they are sort of located all around Vitilevu at the moment because this is a pilot program at this stage. And what we'd like to see is whether if we are successful first in trialing this in sewer networks where the wastewater treatment plants are functioning properly and are well established and connected to more than 100,000 households at least.
What drugs can be picked up in this wastewater trial?
Our colleagues from Australia are analysing a range of drugs, considered illicit drugs. And some of the key ones I would think here are the methamphetamines that are found with needle use and all of this in Fiji. So that would be one of the key ones. We also have the most used, obviously, apart from the illicit drug ones, are marijuana. So that could also be, I think, found in these in the wastewater. So anything that has been used, whether it is used in Fiji, made in Fiji, or things that are coming in, could be detected and could be sort of analyzed and confirmation could be done whether these are sort of found here in what concentrations and which ones.
So you started at the end of last year with this wastewater trial. What's the latest update? Are you starting to get results from it?
Our collaborators have already started to get data because we're sending these samples very quickly across to Australia. And our technicians are also being trained with the technicians. So one of our technicians is going to the University of Queensland for further training so that the latest techniques and sampling instruments are brought back so that we can standardize the way sampling is done in Australia to what is done in Fiji. So this will continue for at least 1 year for now and most likely extend to 2 years of initial study.
What's next for this trial? What could the future hold?
Yes, I think in the Pacific context, this could be quite important, especially with tourism. Wastewater treatment plants and the sewer network could provide a means to monitor community health in regions like Pacific Islands where it is very difficult to mobilize resources for individual testing. You may be able to do much more by understanding what's happening in the community through indirect measurements and have a sustained program that can be a long-term program, not only for illicit drugs, but the same can be used for infectious disease monitoring too in the islands.
And that there is Dr. Vincent Lal, Project Lead and Laboratory Manager at the University of the South Pacific.